In many business books, it sometimes seems that business scenarios are molded to fit the particular theory that the book espouses. When former Microsoft COO Robert Herbold was in town recently, he told a lot of stories of businesses doing things the right way and the wrong way. Herbold's latest book, Seduced by Success, is full of such stories. From the examples, it seemed to me that a particular behavior that the failure of one company was blamed on was later praised when it was a success for another company. An example would be the isolated proprietary failure of a Sony product, as opposed to the isolated proprietary success of an Apple product. How is that explained? Let's hear what Bob Herbold had to say.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
How much does timing and even luck play into success? Because it seems like when Sony had fiefdoms, that was bad. When Apple had secret groups and no one knew about, that's good. When Sony had proprietary mini discs, that's bad. But when Apple, no one's more proprietary than or closed than Apple, and that's good. And we saw the same procedures with the iPod that they did with the Newton and some other products with different results. So
you're right. I mean, timing is an issue in terms of what's happening in the industry and the like. But if you go back to that Kodak example, so here's a company that absolutely shot itself in the foot. If they would have done in 1995 what we just saw Apple do with the iPod in terms of forming a small group of people to say, okay, forget about the current business, or what we just saw Toyota do with the Prius. If they would have taken their all-stars and said, okay, go over here, don't think about today's business, invent the photography business of the future in a digital context. They didn't do that. They basically forced their engineers to live in a film world as they tried to think about the future. So some of it is timing for sure, but there's a lot of good management practices here that you can seize and use to operate your organization on a day-in, day-out basis. There's no doubt about it. I think, for example, that the iPod folks have actually, I think their proprietary nature is eventually going to be an issue. And I think that's in Steve Jobs' blood. You know, he is a proprietary kind of guy. Over the long haul, that usually is a negative. We'll see if it plays out the second time or not relative to what he does. But this is what makes business so much fun.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.